Good morning, Jason. Thanks for taking the time for our audience.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
There's good news all abounding. Actually, as you and I are having this conversation, news is coming out that Atlanta's unemployment rate has dropped to the lowest level it's been since the start of the Great Recession. So there does seem to be good news in a general sense for the hiring economy, doesn't there?
That is correct. I think that the horizon is definitely changing, and we're glad that we can actually offer services that further impact the decrease of that number.
And one of those is a job fair that's been initiated by District 6 Commissioner Joan P. Garner, who's a good friend of WCLK. And this is Joan Garner in the Fulton County Housing and Human Services Department Office of Workforce Development. And that's a job fair coming up Wednesday, April the 23rd. It's coming up next Wednesday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. That's at the Fulton County Government Center at 141 Pryor Street in Atlanta. And what's interesting to me is it specifies here that the people participating in this job fair on Wednesday are employers who expect to hire within the next 90 days. So these are people that really have jobs.
That is correct. We were very strategic in who we invited. We wanted to make sure that we weren't just inviting employers to send people back to the internet to fill out applications. We're actually setting it up so that these employers can actually interview people if necessary. We will have locations on spot where interviews can be conducted. So these are real jobs that are going to be offered.
So if you're coming to this event on Wednesday, what do job seekers need to bring to the event?
You definitely need to, first of all, make sure that you are dressed appropriately for that event. You want to avoid tennis shoes, jeans, T-shirts, and things like that. You want to come dressed for the positions that you want to fill. You want to make sure that your resume is intact. If you can, make sure that you sit down with someone and have them to review your resume before you actually present it to the individual or to the employers that will be there.
So often with any kind of job process, that first impression can be critical. So somebody once told me, dress for the job you want, not the job you need. Therefore, I want to be a beach bum someday. But, but you know, if you don't normally wear a coat and tie or a tie and dress slacks and some leather shoes with a little shine on them, this would probably be the time to do that.
Yes, you want to definitely take a little bit of extra time to make sure that your appearance is definitely that of a professional. If you don't know what that's like, there are several resources where you can find out how to dress for a job interview. I've learned not to take for granted what people do know and don't know. Definitely do your research. You don't want to come showing your tattoos and things like that. We're not looking for your personal swagger, as they would say. We're looking for a professional look. We want you to understand that these companies are looking for people to represent their brand, represent their businesses. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for professional dressed individuals.
Again, this is going to be Wednesday, April the 23rd from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Fulton County Government Center at 141 Pryor Street in Atlanta. If you want more information about this event after Jason and I speak today, you can call 404-613-6381. The Office of Workforce Development is a division of the Housing and Human Services Department of Fulton County Government, and they are sponsoring this, as is District 6 Commissioner Joan P. Garner. Jason, if people actually do get into an interview situation at this event, there are some responses to questions on an interview that can really win or lose you that second interview that's going to count so much. What are some real basics for people to be ready to answer and not answer necessarily when they go into a first interview?
Always be ready to answer questions about your past experiences, especially the things that you indicate that you've done on your resume. It's very important to be honest on your resume, because if you're asked questions and you can't really validate what you put on your resume, that can immediately disqualify you. Also, you want to make sure that you stay away from negative responses related to your past work experiences. Even if your past work experience was ended in a negative way, you want to position yourself where you can speak positively about all of your previous work experiences to put you, to, again, present yourself in a positive light.
Well, and if someone's listening and they're like, you know, I've got to get back out there and get hammering on some of these applications, but I'm not going to be ready by Wednesday, after April 23rd, the Office of Workforce Development is out there the rest of the year. Could you talk a little bit about the career training and job search skills enhancements that you provide throughout the year and how people can access those?
Yes. At any of our workforce locations, we offer services to the residents of Fulton County and beyond. These are free services that you don't have to be actually registered for, but we have job placement services, free vocational skills training, which you would have to be registered for. But again, resume preparation, interviewing skills. You can just be a member of the community for those things. Dress for success. We can actually teach you how to dress. We have whole classes. We can even teach you if you don't have basic computer skills to do a job search, to know how to fill out a application online. We have those classes within our workforce centers. A general number that you can call if you want to learn more about our workforce offices is 404-613-6381, and they can provide you with any information concerning all of our workforce centers, which one is closest to where you may live, and how to access them.
You know, there's no question. It can be very daunting. A cliche that I think is true is it's harder to find a job than to actually do the job once you have it. Yes. So there's no reason to not reach out and take advantage of resources like this if you have them. Again, you have a chance. Employers who are expecting to hire within the next 90 days are going to be participating in this job fair on April the 23rd on Wednesday. If you want more information, it's 404-613-6381. Jason, also, you're still soliciting employers that might be looking for qualified candidates for this event too, aren't you?
That's correct. We are still soliciting employers. If you are an employer and you do have jobs to fill within the next 90 days, it's okay for you to call into that same number, 404-613-6381. And indicate that you would like to participate. We offer employers placement services year-round. We open up our centers for on-site recruitments as well as doing job fairs like this. So if you want to get on board with this job fair, it is not too late to give us a call. And if you need further assistance beyond that as an employer that is recruiting, we can offer our recruiting services as well.
Fulton County government is your government at your service, and it's in their interest that you have a good job. So this is a big event coming up on Wednesday the 23rd, 10 to 2 at the Fulton County Government Center at 141 Pryor Street. Again, the Office of Workforce Development provides a raft of services if you're looking for work. You can reach them at 404-613-6381. We've been joined by Jason Lane, Job Development Specialist with the Fulton County Office of Workforce Development. Thank you so much for dropping by today.
Thank you for having me.